whenever we get together, we should find worship services to be edifying. I hope that we do, and that they help us to draw closer to God as we sing and we pray and we remember Jesus' death, partaking the Lord's Supper when we give, and as we study together, whether it's today or on Wednesdays or other times that we get together. And worship is designed to be a nourishment for us. It's designed to build us up in the faith. And Jesus presented Himself as one who would do just that, that He would provide spiritual nourishment to us. He used these kind of expressions often throughout His teaching. Back in John chapter 6, verse 35, He says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to Me shall never hunger, and he who believes in Me shall never thirst." There may have been some that thought that talked about physical hunger and physical thirst, but of course it was talking about spiritual hunger, and that if people would follow Him, they would never be hungry or thirsty spiritual-wise. So there's spiritual nourishment. John chapter 4 and verse 14 says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." And in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now we realize that physical nourishment is something that we need, and when you don't have it for a while, you certainly desire it. But God tells us that the words that come from Him are more important than the physical bread. And the water that you get from the faucet or wherever you might get it is not enough either. It's a spiritual water. John chapter 4, verse 13, Jesus, talking to the woman at the well, said, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." When somebody finds a spring of anything, whether it be water or oil or something else, that's something that is going to be a constant source for them. And getting water from a spring is something that would be desirable if that's something that you needed. And Jesus is saying the water that you get from Him, that spiritual water, is what you need. Not physical water, but spiritual water. And so when we come together and we study together, we hope that will be part of what we do, that we get a piece of that spiritual bread and water. But what we get here is not enough. What we get when we come together on Sunday and Wednesday, and if you come to all those services, that's good, but it's not enough. It's not as much nourishment as we need. The worship service today will not be enough to sustain you through tomorrow. And if, let's say that I were to preach the most life-changing sermon that you ever heard, and I don't really think that's going to happen, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that happens every week. That you get the most life-changing sermon that you ever heard. And I keep topping myself. It's nice to dream, right? I've told people that my dream is to be doused in Gatorade after a sermon. But it's not enough. But if the song leader directs the most soul-stirring songs, and that's still not enough. And it doesn't really matter how everything is done. It doesn't matter how friendly the people are. It's still lacking something because you are not going to receive enough today to keep sustaining you day after day. That's why we need to daily commune. And I don't mean we're going to daily commune with the Lord's Supper, taking that on our own every day. I'm not talking about the Lord's Supper. I'm talking about Bible study and prayer. That fellowship with God that we need to keep having. So what I'm saying is we need to hear from God, somehow every day. And I know that's a challenging thing, but what happens if our bodies don't get physical food? For some of us that may not be a bad thing for a period of time. But if it goes on for a while, we're gonna get tired. We're gonna get lethargic and we're gonna get grouchy and probably gonna get grouchy first. And we want to get that physical nourishment. We need it. Our bodies need physical food on a regular basis. And our souls need spiritual nourishment on a regular basis. But too often we don't nourish our souls the way that they need it. As we read this morning, Matthew, or this evening rather, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, we can see